Hello, and welcome to the TF1 conference call, results of the first 9 months of 2022. My name is Stefano, and I will be your coordinator for today's event. Please note this call is being recorded, and your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end during the Q&A session. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question. If you require assistance at any point, please press star zero and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand over to your host, Philippe Denery, CFO of the TF1 Group, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
I will start as usual with the main key points and then give an overview of our results for the first 9 months of 2022. Then I will be happy to take your questions. Let's move first to the financial results of the first 9 months of 2022. The TF1 Group posted strong results for the first 9 months of 2022. The group revenues stand at 1,740 million euros, representing an increase of 5.4% compared to the first 9 months of 2021. Media revenues are stable year-on-year, with a slight decrease in advertising revenues, -1.7%. Revenues from other activities are up by 108 million euros, +22% versus last year, thanks to a strong performance of Newen Studios, with revenues up by 45.4%, +78 million euros. The current operating profit stands at 239 million euros, +16 million euros versus last year, +7%. Excluding the 27.7 million euros of COVID tax credit at the end of September 2021, current operating profit would be up by 22%, +43 million euros. Thanks to this, the group delivered a high current operating margin at 13.7% at end of September, +0.2 points versus end of September 2021. Regarding ESG, TF1 remains focused on its commitment. The ad sales as proceeds with the eco-funding initiative, which has reached 3.8 million euros since its launch. Through these proceeds, we have financed around 700 climate-focused awareness campaign during the same period. In addition, at the end of June, the group confirmed its commitment to the ecological transition via a climate contract that consolidates our environmental action plan. We are committed to reduce our carbon emissions by 30% by end of 2030. Now, I would like to point out the results of our two main activities for the first 9 months. First, at the end of September 2022, media revenues rose by 1%, with advertising revenues down by 2% and non-advertising revenues up by 11%. Profitability for this segment is 14.5%, up by 1 point on a point. Second, the Newen Studios segment performed very well, with revenues up by 78 million euro, as I said, at end of September, surplus 35%. Newen Studios benefited from strong deliveries, as well as organic and external growth. Profitability stands at 10.1%. Let's now get into the details of our activities. I will begin with the performance of the media segment. Revenues rose by 11 million year-on-year with an increase of operating profit of 15 million euros. First, advertising revenues decreased year-on-year by 2% with the third quarter down by 9%. Note that the basis of comparison for Q3 is strong as Q3 20 and Q3 21 recorded a solid growth, around 8% in Q3 20 and around 4% in Q3 21. Those quarters were driven by a post-COVID effect and the broadcasting of the men's Euro in 21. Digital ad revenues fell by 1%, impacted by the deconsolidation of two unified publisher activities, Livingly in the States and Go Feminine in Germany last year. However, MyTF1 revenues are up by 19% at the end of September, supported not only by replay, but also by exclusive and premium content and a large cinema offer. The other revenues within the media segment are up by 30 million euros, led by higher distribution and entertainment revenues. Second point, the group has proved again its ability to adapt cost bases when facing different macro and market conditions. We are able to generate savings to fully absorb a slowdown in revenues. Our programming costs stand at 640 million euros, which is a decrease of 45 million euros compared to 2021, when the advertising revenues are down by 19 million euros versus 2021. But while we had been overall generating savings, the group has continued to invest in powerful content. This has led to a very good performance for the group's channel, who maintain their leadership on commercial targets, 33.2% for women below 50, plus 0 points, and 29.7% for people aged between 25 and 49, minus 0.3 points. Moving on to the Newen Studios segment, due to an excellent performance in the third quarter, Newen Studio revenues stand at 298 million euros, representing, again, an increase of 78 million euros versus last year. Newen Studio benefited from the delivery of prestigious productions such as Liaison for Apple TV and Marie Antoinette for Canal+. These high-value deals demonstrate Newen's ability to produce quality content for new customers and historical partners. In addition, Newen keeps on pursuing its international development. Notably, it benefits from the contribution of the Spanish and German studios, Eisen and Flair, acquired in 2021, as well as from the acquisition of a stake in the British studio Rise Film in July 2022, which strengthened Newen's presence in the documentary genre. Although worth mentioning is the acquisition in October 2022 of the Anagram Studio, Sweden and Norway, which will allow Newen to position itself and capitalize on the expanding Scandinavian drama market. This segment posted a current operating profit of 30 million euros at the end of September, plus 1 million euros year on year. Just a quick word on the net profit. The net result attributable to the group stands at 150 million euros for the first 9 months of 2022, including the investment in Salto. It is up by 3.5 million euros year on year. On the cash position, the TF1 group generated at the end of September a free cash flow of 168 million euros versus 140 million euros for the same period last year. Overall, the group has a sound financial position and access to available bilateral credit facilities for more than 1 billion euros. Excluding lease obligations, the TF1 group had net cash of 295.6 million euros at end of September 2022, compared with net cash of 198.5 million euros at end of December 2021, plus around 100 million euros. Let's conclude with our outlook. On the media operating segment, the group will accelerate its transformation in order to be able to respond to the ongoing evolution of video consumption, especially by allocating its content across linear and non-linear. Thanks to our unique and powerful lineup, including the Football World Cup and the Star Academy, as an example, the group will continue to support its advertising clients by offering them premium inventories. The unified publisher activities sold to Reworld Media will be deconsolidated for the full fourth quarter. Newen Studio will benefit from deliveries at the end of the year, enabling it to reach a solid level of performance. This segment will further develop its partnership with platforms and demonstrating its know-how in a wide variety of genres. Finally, in an uncertain macroeconomic context, the group will continue to demonstrate agility in its overall cost management. Well, that's concluded my review of the TF1 Group's results for the first 9 months of 22. Thank you again for having joined us today. Should you have any question, please do not hesitate asking your question. You can address your question in French or in English. I will answer in the same language as yours. And finally, I remind you that a recording of this conference call will be available, which you can find on our website.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no questions on the line. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. The first question comes from the line of Ben Lamin of Kirao. Please go ahead.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Hi, good evening. Just one question on UN, please, to understand the EBIT margin decreased by almost 3 points this quarter. Can you give us a bit more information on why? And second, on the top line, can we have the pure organic growth of Newen on the third quarter, please?
Yes. Well, on the margin, I just should point out the fact that we have taken into account the cost of the stop of our daily soap, Plus belle la vie, for France Télévisions. It has a cost, which, of course, impacts the margin just because we have accounted what we'll incur in terms of cost for the stop of the drama of the soap. So that explains mainly why we get a lower margin that normally, and that's a good part of the explanation. Now, concerning the growth of Newen, we have a combination of organic and external growth. Out of those 78 million, we have 35 million due to external growth, which is the consequence of acquisition, everything being the same, of the different companies we've mentioned already, globally Flair, Eisen, and the new acquisition in 22. Those are the 35 million which should be and should become current revenues in the future, and that's external growth. The other part of those 78 million correspond to organic growth, and which correspond to, among others, delivery of Liaison, delivery of Marie Antoinette, delivery of other drama and other program which have been delivered during the quarter.
Okay, thank you.
So 45% external and 55% organic growth.
Great, thank you. Impressive. Just to come back on the new and margin, the Plus belle la vie impact is around 4 million. I mean, does it represent the totality of the impact?
Yes, it's a range. It's a range.
Okay, thank you.
We have no further questions on the line. If you would like to ask a question, press star 1. The next question comes from the line of Eric Savary of TIC. Please go ahead.
Bonjour Philippe, Eric Savary,
CIC.
Bonjour. Question on the advertising trend for Q4. Can we expect that the World Cup will have a positive effect for you and that the trend should be better in Q4 than in Q3 for advertising revenues?
Well, in terms of what we can say on Q4, I would say October in line, I would say more or less comparable to what we had last year, no negative sign. November, we benefit from a very good lineup, so November should be better. December, it's too early to give any kind of trend or visibility. But as a whole, I would say for the moment, Q4, and especially November and beginning of December, because of the lineup, because of the World Cup, is on a good basis or a good trend. Concerning the World Cup, what I can say is that we have inventories and we have sold and booked what we were anticipating to book at this date, meaning that the percentage of order, book of order, is even a bit better than it is normally for a World Cup same period before the broadcasting of the event, were a bit better. It's normal because of the seasonality, and of course there is a demand is stronger in November and December than in July, June, July, end of June, July, when it normally takes place. So in line with expectation and a bit better than usually, but we know why, because of the seasonality. So we are rather confident to get expectation on the World Cup. Of course, it will depend on the French football team and their capacity to go as far as possible, and if possible in final, would be very, very appreciated by a lot of people, including us.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you.
We currently have no questions on the line. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question comes from the line of Fidusi Saraf of JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hi. I want to ask about the Even Studio trend in Q4, the program in Q4.
I'm not sure I get your question because the line was not very good, but if I understand your question, is the studio in Q4 and the way we look at it, I think that basically in terms of top line, they should be a delivery, but not at the level, of course, as Q3, but more as compared to traditionally in terms of top line and what they should deliver in Q4. So in line with other quarter. We expect to remain in a range of profitability which should not be lower than what has been already delivered.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
There are no further questions on the line. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. There are no further questions on the line.
Okay, well, thank you very much to all of you. I suppose that there is not so much question, but I hope that I've been so clear that there is no need for question. I wish you a very good evening. If you have any other question later on, don't hesitate to call our team. They are available for answering your question. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect.